Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Irene. Happy birthday to you. Birthdays are fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Birthdays are fun. Yes. How many of you have ever had a birthday? Ha, 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 ha. I had a very precious young lady in Germany and Switzerland who told me that all of her life she had never had a birthday party. She had never had a birthday party. And I thought, well, that's not very nice not to have a birthday party. So I said, well, what are you going to do about it? She says, I would like to invite you to come to a special hotel in
Locarno
in Switzerland, and I'll have room for you and a room for me, and we can stay overnight there, and we can have a lovely birthday dinner that night in the restaurant there. I've got it all set up if you want to come. Already you got it set up. You didn't even tell me about it. No, I knew you'd say yes. And it's the night before you give your seminar in Montebrey. So I said, okay, fine. So she set up this wonderful evening, and we went to this wonderful hotel. We swam in their fabulous pool and just went back and forth and met all the people in the pool and had a very wonderful, great old time. And she was chit-chatting with everybody and telling them how wonderful life was. And then we went to the dinner. And at the dinner, she had two heart candles. They're shaped in the forms of hearts. They're just short candles, maybe 3 or 4 inches high. And red, of course. And then she lit them for us. And then she brought a whole bouquet of mini flowers. She didn't have a tall bouquet of flowers. They're little bouquet with the little flowers all sort of laying around on the edge of the bowl, on the edge of the vase, to make them look so pretty and so beautiful. Then she brought out special napkins. The ones from the hotel weren't good enough. But she had her special napkins. And then she asked to order the special meals that we each had. And she ordered something, I don't know what it was, but it came in about 4 or 5 courses. And I ordered something that came in about 2 courses, 2 or 3, which it wasn't that bigger or smaller, it just how it came. Well, my meal came, and oh, I just was so happy to see it. I just ate it with all enthusiasm. And she even had a bottle of wine, and she doesn't drink wine. And she brought this bottle of wine. She wanted me to have a special treat. And so as I was eating, I was looking at her, and I said, Ingeborg, you're not eating. And she said, oh, you know. And I said, okay. So I ate, you know, and then they came and took away her full plate and put another full plate, you know, course in front of her for 4 courses, and she ate nothing. And I said, Ingeborg, why aren't you eating? Oh, I'm already filled with delight, you know. I said, Ingeborg, you're a magic girl. And so she said, well, I'm 50 years old today, and this is a very special day in my life, you know. And so we had a nice evening, and then after dinner, we went for a little walk, and she said she'd wanted to go dancing. She wanted to go dancing so badly, and I said, well, there's no dancing places. I said, we can probably go into some bar or some disco and, you know, dance there. And they would have, oh, I don't go into those places. I don't go into those places. I'm, okay, okay, okay. I'm kidding you. Whatever you want to do, it's your birthday dinner. It's your birthday night. Whatever you want to do. So then we walked for a little bit, and then she decided she wanted to go back. She wanted to go and rest. And so she went to her room and rested. And I sat out and had a coffee, and then I went in and went to bed too. But it was very lovely. And then the next morning, we had breakfast in the upper room overlooking the whole city of Locarno. Really beautiful. And it was in the restaurant, it was in the hotel itself. And we had just a lovely meal, and it was filled with people there who were all so friendly and so gentle and nice. And then all of a sudden lunchtime came. I don't know what we did in between, but all of a sudden lunchtime came. And at lunchtime, Stefan, Irene and Gertrude and Christina came. Stefan, Gertrude, and Christina came. And so they came for this birthday celebration with Ingeborg and myself. And we all sat inside at this lovely table and celebrated. And Ingeborg brought her a lovely scarf, you know. Gertrude brought her a brought Ingeborg a lovely scarf. Isn't it good that we got these people here who know the facts? and brought this lovely scarf to Ingeborg. Gertrude did. And Ingeborg looked at it, and she was very surprised. And then I had given her a little teddy bear the night before as a gift, and she put that away. And then everybody was wishing her a happy birthday and wishing her well and wishing her a happy day. And her day was just so filled, so wonderfully filled. And, you know, we never know what's going to happen on these things. So Ingeborg came up for the seminar and had to leave early, but she went home and worked for the professors at the university in Tübingen. Say it loud.
Tübingen.
All right, if you understand that, that's good. Close by where?
She lives.
Where does she live?
Rottenburg.
Okay, she lives in Rottenburg. What a name for a city, huh? She lives in Rottenburg near and works in Tübingen at the university and for the professors there. So she worked for about a month. And then, lo and behold, this was May, and I believe it was July. June?
May 26, 29.
Is when she passed?
Yeah.
Oh, she died on May 29th.
Between 26th.
Oh, so April 29th was when we had our program, yeah. And for her birthday, yeah. And on May 29th she passed. Yeah. And so I got word of that on July 29th. I thought, how strange.
No, you made it right.
Huh?
You wrote it in the email right.
And so we got it all squared away, and I was very happy that I was able to have been at her birthday party. As she said, it was the only birthday party in her entire life, and such a meaningful birthday party, and how wonderful that was. And Irene, today is your birthday, I understand, and that is a very wonderful day. I'm sorry to have you share the limelight with Ingeborg, but all these names floating around here, I'll end up in trouble yet. But at least Irene, Stefan and Gertrude and Christina and all the rest of your friends, I shouldn't name anybody, are all over helping you celebrate your birthday today. And that's a wonderful thing. I'm so happy for you. And I'm so grateful for you, because birthdays are fun. And you know, the only way to celebrate a birthday is to celebrate a birthday with a party. And as I told Irene in her birthday greeting here, I said, "Beloved Irene, how great it is to be a year younger. I am vital, dynamic, and alive. This positive statement makes all the difference in life. I know the day is well spent now with you, and you have had loads of happy events," because it's, you know, it's later in the day in Switzerland than it is here in California. "And you have had loads of happy events to herald your birth. You are so proud of being born, you wear your birthday suit night and day. Mm-hmm. What a treat. I see every moment of your life a living expression of fulfillment, of unconditional love, of ideal health, and perfect relationships. I'm so proud of you. You are an eternal blessing in my life, and I'm ever grateful that I created you in my world. I love you, love Herb." Now, if you, anybody else listening here on the internet, ever have a birthday, just remember I said this, and I said it about you too. Because I unconditionally love everyone, and when you unconditionally love everyone, there's nobody more special than anybody else. So all of you who have birthdays, including you, Ingeborg, who have moved on to your next dimension, All of you who have birthdays are very special in my life, in my world, in my heart, in my activities. And we'll be having more birthdays coming up. You watch and see, because I don't know who's next. We just had Dorothea, and Dorothea was in July, and then Ingeborg comes up. When, Ingeborg?
3rd of August.
The what?
3rd of August.
August 3rd. Okay, and then who's next?
Then it's me.
And you're August what?
25th
of August.
Yeah.
And then you're what?
May 16th.
So she's May 16th. Oh, she got in here beforehand. Okay, even before Dorothea. May 16th. Well, that's great. So, and Rex, when is his birthday? December 4th, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And Button and Love, when are their birthdays?
Button is September 11th. And Little Love is in October, I think, 16th.
Now, we could have all the dogs have their birthday on the same day and then have a big gala affair. But we like to have three gala affairs. Yeah. And I think that Ellen, Ingeborg, and Sylvia are not very nice people. Mm-hmm. Because if they were very nice people, they would have a birthday party for Magic, Spot, and Blackie. Mm-hmm. And I don't think those are our three cats. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've ever had a birthday party for them. In fact, we haven't even given them a birth date. Oh. They don't even know. Do you know what happened last night? Last night at 11:30, I just woke up and I didn't feel like sleeping and I didn't know what to do. So I got up and I walked outside and I looked at the fish in the fish pond. And here there were 16 frogs in my fish pond. And I took 16 frogs out of my fish pond. Can you imagine 16 frogs in my fish pond and six big fish in there? Well, I took all 16 out and disposed them. And but 16 frogs.
That's a lot.
And I got them all. And then as I put them in the plastic bag, carrying them away, they were climbing out of the bag. But 16 of them. Can you imagine that?
Irene,
you are fantastic. And this is a 16 frog birthday for you. So croak, croak. Croak, 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 and I'm not counting, are you? So they're croaking just for you and saying, happy birthday, Irene. May you live in the beauty of that which you are at all times. We love you. We love you.
We love you.